Welcome to this week's edition of Performer of the Week, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com and the Daytime Confidential Podcast. I am Luke, and with me, coming to you from location, is Lisa, my wonderful co-host, who I can't imagine my life without. Welcome.
Wow, you're getting a Christmas present, too.
Well, thank you. Well, hey, I got the best Christmas present ever this week.
Oh, shut up. Just squeal like a girl. Get it over with.
Rebecca Budding's returning. Woohoo! We'll be discussing it more in the main
podcast. Why do the soul gods hate me? Why?
We can discuss it more in the main podcast this week, but in the meantime, I'm just going to be able to gloat for a few episodes. I can't help it. But
oh, God, a few episodes? Jeez, man!
Well, this episode is all about Performer of the Week, and so it's not really our news episode, so we'll save it for the next one, but I just had to slip it in there.
Blah, blah, blah. Yes, go ahead.
Well, this week, I am actually picking Melissa Archer for my Performer of the Week from One Life to Live. Her scenes with Vicky back this week.
Wow, it's like Stun Lisa Day, I guess. Wow, yes, go ahead, sorry.
This week with Vicky back, and the best scenes ever for me this week watching soaps was Natalie going and giving Vicky a hard time about the man in Paris and how she wouldn't let Vicky get away with it, and she kept backing Vicky into corners, and Vicky kept trying to change the topic and change the topic. And it was just totally fun and brilliant, and I just loved it. The only thing that's a downer on it is I know that her and John are going to sleep together again, and I just...
Oy.
Why do we have to go back there? And so,
well, hopefully it'll be to get him completely out of her system. Hopefully. But, yeah, she was so good in those scenes. She's the sassy Natalie I fell in love with in those scenes. And the take-no-prisoners, yet loving, having a loving heart towards her mother. I loved it. I love her. As you know, I'm a big fan of hers. And my performer of the week is actually Erica. I was trying not to pick Erica Slezak because it just, you know, it's well documented how much I love her and how partial I am to her. But, man, she plays flustered so well and just so... She's just so much fun. You know, you're so used to elegant Vicky and composed Vicky and snotty Vicky. But when she gets all about love or having to answer to her daughter or whatever, I just adore her. She's so talented. I just can't not pick her. And it's by far my favorite soap right now. And I guess to give One Life to Live props as well, I'm going to pick Erica Slezak.
I know this is
it was a tough choice.
I know this is by the seat of the pants, but did you have a favorite actor?
Oh, well, always have a favorite actor. I liked James Scott this week. I thought he was really good. Always liked James Scott, though. I really liked Tuck this week, too. I mean...
Todd?
Tuck Watkins.
Oh, Tuck. I thought you said Todd. I was thinking, well, that's interesting coming from you.
Well, and I used to be the biggest Trevor St. John person there was. But, oh gosh, I don't know. Peter is always good, and I just watched a little bit of the other soaps, and... Okay, I'll go. Okay, Robert Newman was really good this week. I'll go with Ricky Paul Golden. I thought he was good this week. He plays Gus in Guiding Light.
That's sort of out of left field. Why did you think him?
I guess because... I just started to appreciate him this week in this crappy storyline he's playing and having to act like he's in love with this boring piece of crap, Natalia, and still the way he looks at Harley, and just, I'm really appreciative of his talent, especially when I read the interview with him in Soap Opera Digest a couple weeks ago with him and Michael Park sitting around together and knowing how funny and in real life how lighthearted and jokesters they are, and he can play anything on Guiding Light. I think it's just more of a, this week I just felt like I didn't appreciate Ricky enough, and so I do now. So then that's why I picked him. It's not anything that's, nobody really stood out to me this week.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of lame. I know something stood out for you, so.
Well, I don't know if there was necessarily a standout, but I have to say, Daniel Cosgrove being back, his stuff is amazing.
Isn't he fun?
The intervention this last week that they had for him,
yeah.
I believe it was on Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday? Yeah, it was Wednesday.
excellent,
yeah, that
excellent
was good.
Stuff. And I think him and playing off of, who is the actor who plays Billy?
Jordan Clark.
Jordan Clark. Him and Jordan Clark together.
Oh, Jordan Clark, that's a good choice too. Dadgummit.
What a father-son duo. Those two as a father-son duo are almost as good as Adam and JR.
I think Daniel really comes alive around Jordan. I think that's a really good choice. I kind of forgot about Wednesday's episode because it was the last one I watched. And that was probably a mistake. Huh. Yeah, that's a good choice. Jordan's a good choice too.
All I know
I like
is they better keep Bill away from Ava because that is just wrong on so many levels.
That'll suck the life out of him. Watch. The minute he starts hooking up with Ava, he'll just go flat and completely old Bill where nobody cared about him. Watch. She has that talent.
I'll have to take your word for that. In the meantime, I'm just waiting for some more busy scenes. We want them to get busy.
Oh, I can't believe the little fan following they have.
Oh?
It is so cute. Oh, yes. A lot of people are talking about how cute Bill and Lizzie are. Excuse me. And I think it's because we've missed Lizzie.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
And bringing the sassy Lizzie back and not the wimpy, cry Lizzie. Oh, man. I think I just appreciate Bill on that level, too. And, yeah, he needed that intervention. I thought it was fabulous. And I'm kind of ashamed of myself that I forgot about it.
Well,
yeah. I'm going to change it to Jordan Clark. I really love him. I just love him. he's just cool.
Do you think it's possible that we could be seeing a Tom Pelfrey, Daniel Crossgrove, Marcy Ryland triangle when he comes back?
Oh, excuse me. Let me have my dreams. Would that rock or what?
I know the Jammy fans will be absolutely furious for me even suggesting it.
Jammy's dead. What can we do? We can't bring her back to life.
Exactly. And if it's one of those things where Tom Pelfrey comes back with the child, then... If Lizzie gets Sarah back, and all of a sudden Bill realizes that he's sort of falling for Lizzie, and now he's going to potentially lose her to Pelfrey's character, or to Jonathan and Sarah, that could make for some great television.
And all strong actors.
And then it would be
I'm sorry, what?
Well, and then when Pelfrey leaves, because reportedly it's sort of like a Simon on As the World Turns type stint, it's only going to be like for 3 months. If he leaves after the end of the 3 months, then it could be great potential fallout, just like As the World Turns did.
Right, but here's the thing. If they kill off Jonathan, like they killed off Tammy, I still don't agree with killing off Tammy. I really don't, even though the aftermath's been pretty good, except for Ghost Tammy. She needs to go be a ghost somewhere else. But I don't want them to kill off another younger character with so much future storyline potential.
Well, I hadn't heard
they much were like General Hospital has done. I mean, General Hospital killing off Emily Bowen Quartermain and killing off Georgie Jones, biggest mistakes they could have made. And I don't want Guiding Light, even though it's probably about to get canceled, I don't want it to make that same mistake. Jonathan is too important of a character for future storylines.
Oh, you don't think that they'd actually kill him off?
I don't know. I didn't think they would kill off Tammy.
But you,
I didn't think they'd kill off Emily. I mean, I really didn't. I didn't. I don't know what soap writers think anymore. I'm totally confused.
I don't think they're going to kill anybody off.
Not.
I don't think they're going to kill off anybody as long as the strike is ongoing. I think the stuff with Emily and Georgie was pre-planned and in the scripts already, but I don't think that coming back in January or February that Tom Pelfrey would get killed off while scab writers are watching.
You would think not. Hey, and we're still available.
Exactly.
So we're still available. We are willing to work from home, so that cuts your cost there to move us to New York or L.A. It's fine. We're willing to do what's needed.
After 180-some episodes, we've proven that we can coordinate over the phone brilliantly.
I think we can do it, and I am willing to sacrifice and give my all to the soap, and honestly write it better than some of the ones that are out now. So, really.
Well,
and I know that sounds really conceited and arrogant, but, you know, Limmery Latham, come on. I can write better than that.
If her last day is really December 24th or December 26th, then...
Merry Christmas to me, baby. Oh, that's all I need right now. right there.
Well, you're getting as many Christmas presents as I'm getting with Rebecca Budig, because you're getting Lynn-Marie Latham leaving. You're getting...
No, I'm not. No, it is not the same. Is my man back on the soaps, which is a crime? No.
Okay. No. True. But you're getting...
And when he comes back, you'll hear me scream. He won't even be on the phone. You'll be like, oh, what is that? It must be Lisa screaming from Alabama. You'll hear it. And I heard you when the announcement was made. I went, oh, there goes Luke. It was like a coyote in the distance. Oh, oh, oh.
Well,
it was pretty obvious what you felt.
Between that and the fact that now... Grayson McCooch is leaving as Dusty. I know you like Grayson, but you weren't too fond of the character. You should be in heaven.
I really like Grayson, but Dusty just sucks, and they really misused Grayson. But yeah, I'm kind of cloud nine-y, you know, and if they keep Jack away from Carly on that soap, hey, I'm all about it.
We've got some ratings to get to. BSLM in the forums went and posted them because I was looking for them in the most recent edition of Soap Opera Weekly, and apparently that magazine is even
They're always behind. They're a week behind.
So here are the ratings for the weeks of December 3 through 7. Young and the Restless was 4.0, up plus 1. Bold and Beautiful was at 2.9, up plus 1. As the World Turns is 2.3, up plus 1. So As the World Turns is coming in number 3. You know, there is something to be said for As the World Turns. It has locked itself into that 2.2, 2.3 range, and it just sits there. Like, all the other things fluctuate, but As the World Turns is just consistent, and it's really a testament to their loyal fan base.
We are very, very loyal.
General Hospital, 2.3, down 0.2. Days of Our Lives is 2.1, which is the same.
Oh.
One Life to Live is 2.1, which is the same. And All My Children...
What is wrong with you people? One Life to Live should be like at 2.9. It really should.
One Life
should.
To Live it should be at a 5.0 is what it should be.
I mean, it is so good. Okay, go ahead.
And then All My Children is 2.0 at number 7. And number 8 is Guiding Light with 1.9, which... I think that maybe, it's the same this week, but wasn't it lower a few weeks ago?
A few weeks ago, it was like a 1.7. So, yeah, I guess it's good news, but at the same time, boy, poor All My Children. They have got to fix it now.
Oh, it's so bad.
It is so bad. I mean, they fixed One Life to Live, and I think General Hospital is always going to be the way it is, but, man, get to it, people. Get to it. So, anyway. That's all I have to say about that. Sound like Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Well,
We
would encourage you to send your emails about this episode and who your performer of the week are to podcast@daytimeconfidential.com. We would greatly appreciate it if you wrote us a review in iTunes. You have to be signed in when you do it, or else the anonymous ones disappear. Vote for us at podcastalley.com. And, of course, leave your comments on this episode or any other episode at Daytime Confidential. All you have to do is click on the podcast link in the main menu bar. It will pull up all of the latest episodes for you, and you can comment on any of them. We launched Daytime Confidential last month, and yesterday I went and gave it an overhaul in terms of design to make it more efficient and effective. Well, it's going to be much more efficient and effective for people. The comments aren't going to be so squeezed, so now they're in on double lines, so people can now read full comment lines when in the most recent comment sections and those type of things. It's just little stuff, but at least it will make it more easy to use for the user. We thank you for listening to this episode. Lisa, it's always fun to visit with you on location.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I'll be back home in a little bit.
Okay. Well, we thank you for listening, folks. Until next time, so long.
Bye.